At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
I like that moment where you can determine, oh, this is a sicko. And of course, I use that term endearingly because I call myself a sicko, right? You college football sicko. Actually, there's quite a few sports that I end up getting sick on. I think you guys believe I am a stats sicko, even though I know much more.
No, we don't just believe it.
But I think I've figured out that listener Brandon, who is always there on the YouTube page, who said, call me crazy. I like to find out what preseason games we get. Oh, okay.
All right, that might be a bit much.
I was like, I see the sickness in you, Brandon.
That might be a bit much.
I respect you pimping.
Oh, you crazy,
there.
Crazy.
You real crazy.
I respect you pimping there, brother. I couldn't be me, but I do respect it. I do respect it. All right, let's get to our winners and losers of the weekend. Who won, who lost on the weekend in sports, and maybe otherwise if you want to go to there, right? And Brandon, I see you, right? You love the preseason games. They are cheap. Good. Yeah. That's one of the things I've always appreciated.
That's fair, yeah.
I've always appreciated about a preseason game, especially for how costly it is to get into an NFL game now. Mm-hmm. You know, some people can't get into the building, so that's an opportunity to get the families in there a little bit.
Like it for the simple fact you don't have to be tapped in too much into it. You could just kind of go with the family and just kind of joke around a little bit. You ain't got to be stressed out watching the game on the field.
You know, I didn't necessarily grow up with a lot of means. First two NFL games I ever went to were preseason games because that's all my family could afford.
My first ever preseason or game period was a preseason game.
Yeah, there's something to that part. I'll give you that.
Some good seats too.
Yeah,
pretty much. We'll see what that looks like in the coming days. But let's get to our winners and losers of the weekend. First winner, I do want to do this because we talked to him last week. And I would like to think that we had some level of portion of this success, even though I know that we played no part in it.
Mm-hmm.
Giovanni Marquez.
How about that?
Gio Marquez. We talked to him Wednesday last week with himself and his championship-winning Olympic father,
The guy
Raul
he swung
Marquez,
going as a kid.
That's right.
Which never again. Never again. But Gio secured his first pro belt, which is the WBA Continental America Gold. It's not a major belt, but it's a belt nonetheless. Mm-hmm. Defeated Esteban Munoz by unanimous decision. In fact, he said that he probably could have ended it earlier. He was just kind of
playing with that.
Testing himself. But really, what made him a real winner after that? He pushed his record to 13-0. Was that he got into a war of words with what I presume is going to be his next opponent, Kurt Scobie, or actually they call him Scooby, in the ring after the victory. This is what it sounded like at Red Owl Boxing Gym in Houston.
I never shy down to a challenge. I'm up for it. I've been wanting this fight since I was like 5-0, so I'm here for it.
Well, he's right here next to me. How bad do you want this fight, Scoob?
You know, I'm confident. I'm going to break you. I came to Big Bear. I walked you down. Houston, Texas.
No, you didn't.
I'm going to break you.
No, you didn't.
I'm gonna break you.
You called me out, buddy. You
don't sound confident. I'm going to break you.
I'm going to snatch that chain.
There you go.
Don't snatch a man's chain.
Well, that's like how it sounded disrespect.
I like how Gio got a little more hype. He's like, you ain't going to do nothing. He just took it up from 50 to 100.
Yeah. All right, so
we're adopting him, right?
He's our guy.
That's my man.
And that's why I'm gonna be real careful about the way I say this other part.
Yeah.
Do you believe Kurt Scooby that he didn't sound convinced when he was saying that in the first part?
No, the first part he didn't.
I was like, I didn't hear the convince.
It seemed
but
like
then it changed.
You said who did sound convinced?
Gio.
Gio didn't.
It seemed. See, I was thinking the same thing, mm-hmm. but it seemed like the other guy just came out of nowhere. Like,
hey, what are you doing here?
He just got up in his face, like right after the fight. Yeah. I'm thinking like, damn, y'all about to fight again? He about to fight another one?
Yeah.
And
it's not wrestling.
Yeah.
If it was wrestling, it would be. Wrestling is like, hey, you just got one, don't want to fight? Here we go. We going again.
Right now.
Yeah. Just imagine you just got finished whooping somebody's ass and there's somebody else fresh.
Yeah.
I called next.
Yeah. Like, what's up? And you're like, wait a minute.
Hold on.
I'm tired.
Exactly.
All right. Some other winners and losers of the weekend. How about this? Loser, fresh legs. The Celtics hit back to back, or hit back rather, at the Knicks. Winning convincingly at Madison Square Garden. That was like 4 minutes left in the game. There, you know, the Knicks were still had their starters in the game.
Of course.
Tom Thibodeau doing that.
Of course they did.
So the series is 2-1. They, you know, they'll play game four tonight at Madison Square Garden. And I mean, this is such a weird series because the Celtics have had a 20-point lead in each of these games.
Mm-hmm.
But obviously they held on here. And it feels like they might have figured, you know, found their level. Like, How much of a problem is it that Thibodeau's just got his guys running out here consistently like he does?
It's a problem now, and it's always been a problem. You know, he's got what he's got going for him here is he's got guys that buy in and are willing to do it. But that doesn't mean it's not going to catch up to you. It's still going to catch up to you. You know,
right? So we'll see. We'll see how that goes. I do wonder though, because depending on how that particular series goes, do you wonder at all? If the Boston Celtics, because we know that they're already dealing with like trying to figure out how to handle the money. Maybe there's been kind of talk of the idea of trading a Jrue Holiday and a Kristaps Porzingis to deal with their money. I saw earlier today someone talking about the possibility of even like maybe trading a Jaylen Brown, right? If you feel like this does not work as constituted, especially when the way that they've gotten this done. Does Jaylen Brown intrigue you for the Rockets, right? I know me and Fig were talking about the idea of, hey, if you, especially if you get this number one overall pick, like, do you then just go shopping around and see who you can pick off? And would a Jaylen Brown interest you in that circumstance instead of like a Giannis or KD or something?
I mean, he interests me, but not instead of Giannis. That's for darn sure. And there have been reports that the Celtics are going to, like, quote, blow it up.
Yeah, see, with that, man, I feel like if you look at a Jaylen Brown, I feel like you don't have to give up maybe a Şengün or...
But there's going to be salary.
Yeah, it's going to be salary, but I feel like you could make that work. I feel like Jaylen Brown would be the plan if you don't want to blow up the squad, if you don't want to give up some of your cornerstones.
Yeah, I want to make it clear. I have no reporting there. I was just kind of throwing that out there.
Yeah.
A winner, the Space Cycle. Bryce Matthews, second base prospect for the Astros, obviously down there on the farm in Sugar Land with the Space Cowboys. On Saturday, 14-7 victory. He accounted for quite a few of those versus the AAA Salt Lake Bees, which is the Angels affiliate. This was him heading for the cycle.
And that one is hit. Deep center carrying the left, and it is a home run for the cycle for Bryce Matthews. The second cycle in Space Cowboys history, and it comes here in Salt Lake again.
So there you go, Bryce Matthews, the prospect. The only thing that... That would make me happier. Like, I'm happy for him, but he's currently hitting what, 230?
Yeah.
It would be really nice if he was you know, the bat was in such a way where you could even consider the idea of him coming up and you know, making a little bit of an impact. Obviously, you have Brendan Rodgers there kind of holding down second, but he's not been incredible. Like, Bryce Matthews is one of those places where you really hope that relatively soon he could come up and take hold of that second play, that second base.
Yeah, but he's
space.
Where he needs to be.
He is
absolutely where he needs to be. One thing about the cycle, it's always fun to see, but I've always believed it's more luck than skill. Even though you have to be very skilled to hit a single, double, triple, and home run,
right?
I feel like it's just more like, okay, well, that worked out.
Yes,
you know?
The circumstance absolutely factors in there. A loser on a weekend, officiating is what I'll say, because the Dynamo went down to 10 men on Saturday with a very controversial red card in the 38th minute. It was the young center back, Obafemi Awudesu, who is, you know, he's had an interesting season thus far, you know, being as a defender for the Dynamo. He scored the goal, the equalizer that made it 1-1, and then just a bad kind of handball call that happened. And so he leaves, and the bottom fell out in the second half for him. So they lost 3-1 in that match. I was out there for it, but
I didn't know you went. Tell me.
Yeah, real unfortunate circumstance for our guy Ben, who seemed like his guys were playing really tough. And that
was a decisive moment, right? I mean, you go down 10. I mean, and you were they up 1-0?
No, they were tied 1-1. They had conceded early. Okay.
That's right. I saw you tweet something.
Yeah,
about
they had conceded early. They tied it up at 1-1, and they were playing good soccer up until they lose a man, and then it just kind of changed the entire dynamic.
Then you're done.
But if we're gonna talk about some real exciting dynamics, how about a winner? Hockey buzzer beaters. This is Edmonton was up 2-0 in the series. And, you know, with the third period ticking down, it looked like they were going to push this game to overtime and maybe see if they could go and make it 3-0 in that series and pretty much put it away, right? 3-0 in a series, a seven-game series, is really tough to come back from. Hockey's a little bit different because you can see it happen a little bit easier. Mm-hmm. But the Vegas Golden Knights weren't really hearing that. The right winger, Riley Smith, did this with 0.4 seconds left in the game.
The boards, there's nobody to help him. A centering feed. Here's Riley Smith. Wade shoots, hit the puck. Oh, he hit the post at the buzzer. Referee was right there. Garrett Rank signaled no goal. As close as it gets. Stunning way to end a hockey game if that's the case. It went off the camera in the middle of the net.
It went on Draisaitl's stick.
Then off the camera there.
After
video review, it's a goal.
At 0.4, the puck completely crossed the line. Goal.
Wow. You believe that?
Wow.
That's sick.
That's crazy.
That's how many of those, crazy way to end the game.
How many of those have there been already? And then the one that came off the skate, you see that one?
I didn't even see that one.
There was one that came off a skate earlier, and they were like trying to determine if it pushed through, because you can't push it through with your foot, but if it bounces off, you can. There's been some wild finishes.
Yeah, real, real wild finishes in the world of sports. So, yeah, man, the hockey playoffs have continued to be really, really fun to watch. Mm-hmm. I've had a fun time tapping in where I can. A team that is not fun to watch at all, at all. Is the Colorado Rockies. And so they have historic futility going on right now.
Man, they've won 7 games. Man.
7 total out of 40. They are 7-33.
Hey, we shouldn't even mention the White Sox with them.
Dude, it's another level.
Yeah.
It's another level of bad.
We disrespecting the White Sox, putting them in the same category as the Rockies.
Bro, the Rockies got beat by the Padres on Saturday. Get this. 21-0. Which ties for the second largest shutout since, you want to guess the year?
Oh.
Guess the year. Second largest shutout, 21-0 since.
I'm going to say, does it have an.
Is it in the 2000s?
I was going to say it was like 190 something. I'm going to say 1908.
Okay, close.
I'm going to say in the 2000s.
It is not in the 2000s. It is 1900.
Oh, wow. I knew it had to be a long time
Man,
ago.
I tried to get it.
21-0.
21.
Hey, who wants to pitch?
To nothing.
They have a fan appreciation day. You get to pitch an inning.
20. By the way, through 37 games, which is before this weekend series, the 20, you were mentioning, Figgy, that we shouldn't put them in the same space as the Rockies. 25, or as the White Sox, rather, the 2025 Rockies through 37 were 6-31 with a -109 run differential. The 2024 White Sox that we were talking about as one of the worst teams we had ever seen, 8-27. A -88 run differential. They have literally been atrocious. 2 fewer wins through that time period and about 19 fewer runs, which led to who I actually am going to term a winner, Bud Black, the 67-year-old manager fired after 40 games.
I'm sure he's probably like, what took y'all so long,
That's
man?
That's what I was just going to say.
9th season as the manager for the Rockies. Colorado hadn't won 70 games since 2021 and hadn't won 75 since 2018, rather, when they lost in the NLDS. So, like, some of this is his fault. However, there's been no investment in that team. And I'm just like, what is he supposed to do over here?
Well, I'm looking at his profile now, because what I was going to say is it's not as if he doesn't have a resume. You know,
he was really good when he was with San Diego.
Yeah, it was in San Diego 2007 to 2015. So you can't necessarily put it on him. I was just going to say the exact same thing, Figgy. Like, hey, what took you so long? I want out. You know he wanted out. He's wanted to get bought out.
And they were bad last season.
Yeah.
And if nothing else, right, even if you're like, yo, Bud Black, you stunk up the joint, you don't have to keep doing this, right? Sometimes just like you're free from this stink. Yeah. From this nasty, you can go.
Yeah, I've been here 9 years, man. Y'all can let me go as soon as possible.
Yeah. I just don't want to be here anymore. Mm-hmm. Is ultimately what it looks like. But yes, man, I want to say best luck to the Rockies, but they need much more than that. That is very, very nasty business. And how about this? I mentioned Warriors T-Wolves, a series that has not, it has been interesting to watch, but I won't say it's been pretty to watch by any stretch.
This last one was ugly.
It really was, and there was a loser in addition to the people who were just trying to watch a fun-looking basketball game, which you didn't get, NBA playoff bettors, because that Western Conference semi game three between them carried a lot of importance, right, for the arc of the series, because Minnesota was able to, you know, take the lead 2-1, or sorry, 2-1 in the series, as opposed to going down 2-1, which, you know, that's a decent swing. However, the ticket holders would have had Minnesota -5.5. And it was an 8-point game as the game was ticking down. Jonathan Kuminga, who, mind you, shoots 30.5% from the 3-point line.
Swish.
31%. Hit a meaningless three with 5.3 seconds to change a would-be 8-point loss to a 5-point loss. And the wildest part about this is that if you Zapruder the film, you can see Draymond Green coming out of a break, seeming to tell his guys 5.5.
Which way. I didn't see that part. Look, I saw the finish.
I saw, and I'm like, look, man, I don't know what I'm looking at right now, but I feel I see.
You're going to get me.
Which, if there was a reason to, if you didn't have enough of a reason to not like Draymond Green, I imagine if you were holding that ticket, you like, I swear to God, if I catch you. can you imagine? Because, like, I don't know. What do you do if you're the NBA and that, like, this is actually a thing where Draymond Green is, like, mouthed 5.5 as if to say, hey.
I saw how it ended. I didn't see that. If that's the case, that's not a little thing. That is a very big thing.
Right, because these teams are not supposed to play like they have any level of any level
knowledge
of, it.
This wow.
We have too many video cameras.
And show you all of these players, they go into the game knowing the spread and all that stuff, man.
So, yeah, I imagine,
If it's right there.
I imagine those people are very, very sick. Are you looking at it right now?
I'm looking at it right now.
Oh, he put 5 fingers
you
up,
see it?
Too.
You see it?
He
I'm not going crazy, right? So...
Look at this. He goes 5.5. Wow. That's good. He was talking about something else.
And by the way.
He's misunderstood. If there's anything we know about Draymond Green, he's misunderstood.
That's true.
He's an angry black man.
He's not an angry black man.
Last time I checked.
He's a very smart and intelligent and good player, and people need to remember that when he's kicking people in the nuts. And from the 325, I appreciate this as a loser on the weekend. Aaron Rodgers, still a free agent. There was a report. There's reporting that, you know, he's still in a place where he's either playing for the Steelers or he's retired as a.
He ain't looking at the Saints.
Yeah.
Why would you? Would you? So, serious question. If you were Aaron Rodgers, would you look at the Saints?
Well, I'd look at them. Hey.
Yeah. I'll try to see what kind of food they got.
So I'd be 100%. You could miss me with that 10 times out of 10. All right. Those are the winners and losers of the weekend here in the Loop. Coming up next. Let's get into Figgy's mixtape as we often do. Figgy, what you got for us?
Yeah, speaking of losers, man, we got some losers on Mother Day weekend, man. All the deadbeat dads.
Sorry, Jan.
And Long Island, New York, plus Phillip Rivers might be making NFL history years down the line.
Oh, man, I love me some Phillip Rivers. Let's get some of that next.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices
keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Yes, it is Figgy Smith's tape in the Loop Sports Radio 610. It's your man Figgy Fig holding it down. On a Monday, happy Monday to everyone out there. Hopefully everyone had a wonderful Mother's Day weekend. And it's never a good Mother's Day weekend unless you get some talking to about the deadbeat dads.
Oh,
now,
yeah.
People always bring up the deadbeat dads. Me personally, I feel like it's no need to bring that up on Mother's Day. Don't bring all that negative stuff up. Let's just focus on the good right now.
Mm-hmm.
But apparently, is it Suffolk
County?
Yep, Suffolk County up in Long Island, New York.
Mm-hmm.
They were on a mission to point out the deadbeat dads, and they released a press conference. And they put everybody, all top 10 deadbeat dads of that county, on that Summer Jam screen.
On large poster boards, the Suffolk County Sheriff lists what he calls the top 10 deadbeat dads. One allegedly owes $209,000 in back child support, another $371,000, and the top man, $422,000.
And today, in preparation for the Mother's Day weekend that's coming up, we are making an effort to capture the top 10 deadbeat dads here in Suffolk County.
We are talking about thousands of dollars that could have went to food, clothing, doctor's appointments, or school supplies.
He's asking for the public's help.
If you recognize one of the individuals on the list, do the right thing. Call us. Let us help these children get the support they deserve.
If caught, the men face jail time as they repay what they owe.
I got to tell you, I don't mind it.
You'd be on the snitch line?
No, I get the other side. Hey,
I seen him at Walmart just yesterday.
Yeah.
Go get him.
I would. Because, I mean, that would help the moms. That would help the moms.
See the thing,
maybe
you think, yeah. But see
if they get the money.
But see the thing is, are they going to get the money?
That's always the question.
Because it's a loophole that, sure. And I hate that this mm-hmm. loophole even exists. But the loophole, I'm not getting a job then, so I don't have to pay.
Mm-hmm. Well,
and I think that's why my boy over here is up to almost $500K,
man,
in back child support, which is ridiculous, man.
Yeah, what are you doing?
Yeah, at that
working
point,
cash jobs, is that what's happening there?
Yeah, working under the table.
Yeah,
that's exactly what it is. But that is a shame. But hey, salute to them for putting.
How do you feel about this? I'm kind of down with it.
I mean, I don't know how I feel about it. Ultimately, like it feels very. I mean, it's clearly something that has been put together in a way to try mm-hmm. and be a little bit of a publicity stunt of sorts. However,
yeah.
I understand what you're coming from. Like, hey, man, if you owe this debt that you're supposed to do, get to work.
Yeah.
And if not, we can come catch you. It's hilarious that they were like, let's put this on the news because we'll get them that way.
Yeah.
You
if
know what
you
mean?
Recognize any of these.
Well, yeah. I guess if there was ever a time where you feel like you could take that public sentiment and use it to,
right.
Salute your mama. And then here we go. If you also want to help somebody else's mom,
mm-hmm.
snitch. Get out here and snitch.
Yeah.
Get snitching.
I need you to snitch on them. All right. Somebody else that he ain't got no problem with taking care of his kids. Phillip Rivers, former NFL QB who has 10 kids.
Did he stop at 10?
I thought... Is it 10?
He just got, I want to say, mm-hmm. back in 2023.
Yes, because mm-hmm. I remember he had 9. I was like, they could put together a football team with the parents, and then they added another one.
Yeah
right, so he right. He currently got 10 kids right now. His oldest is about to be 23 years old.
Okay.
So check out where I'm going with this. So she got a 6-month-year-old son.
Mm-hmm.
Phillip Rivers have a he just had a kid in 2023. So that kid is 1 year's old, 1 year older than his grandson.
Oh, wow.
So we could possibly see Phillip Rivers' son throwing a pass to his grandson.
Well, I hope we do.
Or to yeah, Phillip Rivers' grandson. Yeah, that would be his nephew in a way, right? Because we've seen this happen many a time.
Oh, the kid, yeah.
Yeah, we've seen like the nephew-uncle relationships where they basically the same age. Like, mm-hmm. we saw it Amigos
have
and
we,
stuff.
Have
and,
we seen it in the NFL, though?
Mm-hmm.
Because this is
we've seen cousins. I don't know.
Not only could he be throwing passes to he can go to school with him. He can go to college with him.
No, seriously. He could be his teammate.
The age difference, you've always seen like this guy throwing to his, you know, whatever. But there's like an 8 or 10 year. Right? These could be like classmates at wherever, university.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. So here is Phillip Rivers. So John Gruden, our good guy, or Sean's best friend.
Yeah that's
John Gruden.
Sean's man.
Yeah. He pulled up to Phillip Rivers' home. And
you tell him about Migos?
I don't think he told about Migos. Oh, okay. But he did want to know more about his kids and all that stuff. And this is what Phillip Rivers had to say about that whole son to grandson moment.
How old are your girls now?
So the oldest is about to be 23. I got a grandson. I got a 6-month-old grandson.
No, that's you and Tiffany?
Yeah, this is, yeah.
He's, that's number
he's
10?
He's 1 year older than my grandson. So we're going to have, in 15, 16 years, we're going to have a son throw a touchdown to a grandson. How about that?
That'll be something you got to only think about when you're in Alabama and Fairhope talking to Phillip Rivers.
He's talking about high school, 16 years. Like they could be high school teammates. That'd be wild.
I do love that he's like, hey, man, let's focus on high school. We can't assume that everybody's just going to be making it to college and NFL. But we can make this happen in high school. I got enough juice. Phillip Rivers can make some things shake.
Hey, if it's good, if they good enough, that'd be
still,
wild
that's
to
still
see.
A little weird in high school, your son throwing to your grandson.
not in all the high schools, because
This is the weird part. So
I
Phillip
think this
Rivers
is a little more prevalent than we give it credit for.
If Phillip Rivers go up to the school to pick up his son, and his grandson, hey, grandpa, and then his son is just, hey, dad,
yeah,
that's gonna be a little crazy.
To say the least.
go get me your uncle from in here.
Yeah.
go bring him in here.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
All right, speaking of craziness, too, so how do you feel about a wedding with 95 bridesmaids?
Oh, come on.
You're doing a lot.
Come on.
Not only are you doing a lot, you're doing too much.
All right, so a woman who just got married in the UK and had a bigger wedding party than most, had 95 bridesmaids, and it was only 8 groomsmen.
Oh, wow. How did they do that? They had like 3 on their arms as they're walking in, 4, yeah. Whatever it is.
Yeah, so apparently all of them walked down the aisle. So the total amount at this wedding was 250 people.
And it's what?
And 100 and plus were just bridesmaids and groomsmen.
Yeah, right, so 103 was bridesmaids and groomsmen.
I'm not coming to your wedding. You playing with my time.
Yeah.
I got to sit here and watch all these people. That's what, 15 minutes at least?
Yeah.
And just watching people walk. You're a jerk. That's what you are. Now, how about
my,
you?
My thing is, are you friends with 100 or 95 people, or however many people this? You got 95 friends.
No.
Like close friends like that.
No, you don't.
The problem is she don't want to, you know, be an adult.
95?
Yeah. And make some people uncomfortable, make some people mad.
That's
hey,
exactly what it is.
You don't get to be a bridesmaid. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I guarantee you there's like a 96th out there saying, what the hell?
Like, it's the college football playoff.
Somebody out. Yep.
I knew her. I mean, we went to class together.
It's the college football playoff. No matter where you draw the cutoff, yeah. It's going to, like, did you hear that they're contemplating 16? Going to 16? Yeah. And then that 17 team is going to be like, nah, we should have gotten it. It's always the same.
How about the introductions that they do, like they do at some weddings? 95 introductions of the wedding party.
That would be crazy. There's I know no the way. 8 dudes on the side probably like, damn.
Although I imagine wedding crashers are just dudes that came through solo dolo are like, appreciate you.
Yeah.
Yep.
We got more stock.
Well, you know, this is true.
There's a lot of hoops to shoot at. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, no. Like, hey, I respect it.
Target rich environment.
That's exactly the way to go about that.
Yeah.
So do y'all think this is a world record or some type of record?
You're saying that as if it's not, but
I'm glad you said that because that is not a record. So a crazy American woman named Tina Ackles.
Wait, was it the article that called her crazy?
Yeah.
Okay, I was going to say, quite a judgment.
Yeah. Well, I feel like that is kind of crazy, though. Mm-hmm. I feel like you got to be a crazy woman to have, how many? Let me see. 168 bridesmaids.
Ain't no way.
Come on, man.
Ain't no way.
So I think this article is pretty accurate by calling her crazy.
Yeah, I would say so. And then the worst part is there's somebody out there thinking, I can beat that. I can beat that. I'm going to get 170.
Hell, this lady
her
right
daddy
here.
Not. Her daddy's like, I'm not paying for all that.
Hey, this lady in the UK should have went on and beat that. I would just be like, you know what? All the women in the wedding, bridesmaids, come on down. We're going to break this record. And by the way, that happened in Tampa, Florida in 2015.
Of course it happened in Florida. Of course it did.
Do we know how many people were at the wedding? Because like at some point, the ratio is just.
Yeah, I have no idea. Mm-hmm. They didn't give me those numbers. But
plus, you're making these people buy dresses and they're all the same and all that stuff.
Yeah. Oh, if I was one of them, I would have just been like, I step out of this. I'm she good. Ain't going to notice I'm gone.
Yeah.
Like, I ain't got time to be dealing with 100 more people. Also, did y'all know that it is a World Video Game Hall of Fame?
Day? Like that's
makes
today?
Sense. No, I didn't know
it's
that.
A Hall of Fame. Just
oh,
hall
it just
of fame.
Exists.
Yeah,
I think I did know that actually. Yeah. That there was a World Video Game Hall of Fame.
Yeah, I did not know that. So real quick, the class of 2025. I want to see if y'all know these games are.
Okay. All right.
So, Defender, which is a 1981 arcade game.
100%.
Yeah. So
it sounds familiar, but I can't picture it in mm-hmm. this moment. Like
the little airplanes, if I'm remembering it right. Yeah,
it's kind of like Space
it's
Invaders.
Very much,
that's what I
very
figured.
Much
okay.
Like
cool.
Space
yeah,
invaders. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's on the list. It's a game called Quake.
Heard of Quake? I've heard of Quake.
Yeah. It was a 1996 follow up to Doom.
Yep.
Okay.
Number 3, we might know this one. GoldenEye. That 007. One,
classic. Yeah. That's only just now going in.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
And the last one is Tamagotchi.
Unfamiliar with Tamagotchi.
Yeah, so it's the digital pets.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, it's a little like the Giga 90s pets. Or was it early aughts maybe. It's like a little egg-looking kind
oh,
of plastic device.
Oh, it was an actual
device.
Thing.
It was a little plastic device. And
it
then
wasn't like a video game or like stand-up. I think I do remember that.
But I mean, it was digital and you had to like
you
keep
take
it
take care
whatever.
Of it.
Yeah, yeah. I do remember that. Yeah,
yeah I remember. I
was picturing like a stand-up game.
Right.
Yeah, I didn't have that one. I had like a what'd you call it? Gigapet. I want to say.
Yeah.
That sounds
yeah.
about right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't
yeah.
think I had a Tamagotchi either, but I was familiar mm-hmm. with the concept clearly mm-hmm. because I lived in that time and I watched commercials on these on these Nickelodeon and children's webs children's television shows. And Lady T on the Twitch said, is it a bad thing that I'm getting Tamagotchi from Timu for posterity? Now you're getting I shouldn't say that. Anyways, yeah, you might be getting a knockoff there, friend, but do what you got to do, man, especially if you get it for the low.
So the games that did not make the list this year is Age of Empires. I'm not familiar with that one.
That was a big one, yeah.
I wasn't familiar with that one. Yeah. Angry Birds.
Of course.
You got Call of Duty 4.
Oh, they're breaking these up into like individual releases. I feel like Call of Duty, just go ahead and throw it in as a staff record label and crew and just be done.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess so. Some might disagree because they might say, oh, Call of Duty 3 wasn't good.
Right.
But Frogger, you got Golden Tee, Harvest Moon, Mattel Football, and NBA 2K.
So how did Frogger and Golden Tee and what was the other one, NBA 2K, not make it?
Yeah, that was the question. I was like, yeah. Frogger feels like it should have been in before any of these ones that we talked about.
And Golden Tee.
Golden Tee, I could hear the argument where you go, that we very much sit in that demographic where Golden Tee might mean a little bit more to us, like sports bar type joint. But Frogger, Frogger is a classic.
Yeah.
Frogger done crossed over into all sorts of different places. So the Tamagotchi went in before Frogger?
Yeah.
I call shenanigans. Yeah. I need to talk to the committee. The committee's wrong.
Yeah. Maybe they get in next year. I don't know. All right, I'll get y'all out of here on this. I kind of want to tick Lopez off a little bit. So the Knicks are up 2-1 against the Celtics. And then game 3, Karl Anthony Towns, he hurt his hand. And you could clearly see he was kind of holding his hand and all that stuff. And I think he continued to play. He ended up playing. Of course, it's Tom Thibodeau, so he ain't sitting you down for no damn injury.
It didn't fall off, did it?
Nope.
Yeah.
Nope. If it did, he'd still be playing. But here's Karl Anthony Towns talking to the media, and they asked him about his hand.
I know your hand, was that a re-injury from something you were doing?
Oh, it is what it is. It is what it is, so... I just want to do whatever I can to be out there.
Philip Raiders on Twitter were saying, thought you said that you broke something.
It is what it is. I'm going to keep finding a ways to play, so I ain't tripping.
Did you get an x-ray or anything?
I'm going to let them tell you that.
It is what it is.
See, I want to thank you for playing that. Because that's the perfect example of it means nothing.
I will.
It's a cop out. It's I don't want to answer.
I will say he used it wrong. That's not the way to use it.
It's a cop out.
That's
Exhibit A right there.
You only supposed to use it when you know what it is, where everybody know what it is. That's the way to use it.
That's fair.
Because nobody knew about the hand injury, so they was asking him about the hand injury,
and he copped out.
Now, if we all knew about the hand injury. And he said, it is what it is. You know, I'm dealing with it. It is what it is. That would have made sense.
Now y'all are parsing. Now y'all are trying to figure stuff out.
He just used it wrong.
It's the right way to use it. I've been incredibly consistent on how I view this. And wow, I just got distracted by the television in a squirrel moment. This is real navel gazy right here. ESPN reporting on Chris Berman signing an extension with ESPN. All right, guys. Really? That's what we're doing here?
Let's tell you what we're doing.
It's real navel-gazy there.
But, I actually have a hot take on that.
Oh, okay. I'd be interested in hearing that. Yeah. That is Figgy's Mixtape, 1:20 p.m. every weekday right here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's get ready to hand it over to the fellas of the drive, Clint and Ron, and I kind of want to hear what this hot take is that Lopez has. We'll do it next.
Yeah, I hope you've had a good Monday to this point. You're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Getting ready to hand things off to the fellas of the drive, Clint and Ron, here shortly. And, again, happy trails to Clemens High School's own Derek Carr. Derek Carr, who retired after 11 years this weekend. So happy trails to him. Hope he enjoys running around with the kids, playing golf, all that type of stuff.
Literally running around with the kids on that video that his wife posted.
I mean, that's what you're supposed to do. Like, sincerely.
Living his best life.
Indeed, living his best life. The money is what it is. Like, I didn't talk about this when we were talking about this earlier, but I keep thinking about it with him. I'm like, man, a deeply disappointing career for me. Mm-hmm. And I don't want that to be the primary thing because obviously, like, I genuinely think that he seems to be a dude that stands on his morals and everything. And But man, with the arm talent that he has, I was just so sick of watching him check down in instances, especially big moments, and like not be aggressive. Because it feels like if he did, he could have been a significantly more impactful player over those 11 years.
And, you know, it sounds vaguely familiar for Houston Texans fans with David Carr, his brother. You know, incredible talent.
Well, Derek's the better of the two.
David Carr had incredible talent.
Oh, yeah, but we're not talking about talent.
To a pulp.
Yeah, sure.
He got beaten to a pulp early, so who knows how much better he could have been.
Agreed.
I used to defend
I used to defend up and down.
Like, no, he's just too much pressure. But the career was clearly a lot better for Derek Carr, but the talent was very similar.
Yeah, no, I agree. Yeah. Happy trails to that man. We continue getting more and more information as we head towards the NBA draft lottery that's happening tonight in Chicago. Hakeem Olajuwon will be on hand representing the Houston Rockets as they hope to maybe move up into the top four picks, maybe even get the number one pick. And I believe that's at 6 p.m. Mm-hmm. God's time when that goes on. And the question kind of arose organically for us. Mm-hmm. If you did get the number one pick, would you then kind of change your mentality, or if you are in this place where would you rather have Cooper Flagg or Giannis Antetokounmpo? And of course, it's also worth noting with Giannis, in case that you're wondering how real this might be, earlier today, Shams Charania got things cooking with the idea that Giannis would be open to exploring the idea of playing outside of the Bucks, which is a soft way of launching the idea mm-hmm. that he would be open to a trade. But then on top of that, Sam Amico, not Sam Amick, different dudes, similar names, but Sam Amico also covers the NBA, apparently has said that Giannis is open to playing in a state with no income tax.
Yeah, state income tax.
And hey, what do you know?
I wonder what state that might be.
Texas has that, and there's a couple of teams that might be able to be in the running for that. So, going back to the question, mm-hmm. if it's Cooper Flagg, if you happen to get the number one pick, and now you're having to make the conversation, Cooper Flagg, Giannis Antetokounmpo, right? Cooper Flagg, the young guy, rookie contract out mm-hmm. of Duke, really has a lot of upside. Looks like he could be one of those generational prospects that we feel like we talk about all the damn time, but like really for real this time.
Yeah.
Or Giannis, who is indeed a generational type guy, top 75 player of all time, two-time MVP, NBA champion. Like, how you feeling?
I'm going Cooper Flagg. I don't know how you guys feel. Because a lot of times you have to project on the rookies just how long is it going to take, how good is it going to be, how much is it going to fit in. I don't think that's going to be an issue at all.
With Coop?
I think he's going to be good right away. I think he's going to be excellent right away. I think he's going to be able to fit in with wherever you want to play him, because he can play all over the place, inside, outside, the whole nine yards.
Mind you, he is 18 years old.
And he's a baby. He's a baby. Like, he's the youngest player in the draft.
Correct.
I mean, that's nuts.
And that's the thing that gets me, though, because my natural inclination is to say Cooper Flagg, but as I get more logical with like the places that I've mm-hmm. thought about with this Rockets team, the reason why I've been open to the idea of making a trade is it feels like, hey, you're opening a window and you want to strike while the iron's hot. Mm-hmm. And getting a young player like that who has to, you know, get a feel for the NBA game feels like it's counterintuitive to that, because like, hey, next year you want to be able to hit hard, and Cooper Flagg would be learning the league and figuring some things out and having his body continue to develop as he turns 19 or what mm-hmm. have you, right? Like, I think that those don't feel like the same thing. However, I just am enamored with the idea of a player who has a lot of runway, who you'd have on a relatively cheap deal, right? Because that's another thing.
Yeah.
If you were to get Giannis, like, you're talking about a max extension here relatively soon as well, on top of the fact that you're going to have to trade and match salaries to begin with, so you're sending out one of those high-level players that you have. It feels like that'd be the easy way to just go, nah, we're actually, now we have this guy who, especially mm-hmm. offensively, can get some things done, and you run with this. That feels easy, but it also feels like it's counter to that Giannis thing, where it feels like you have that more immediate, hey, we're here in this time period, which is the thing that I keep thinking about comparing this Rockets team to that Grizzlies team of a couple of years ago, where, hey, this is your opportunity, and it feels like the window is wide open, but that thing shuts really quick.
I just think the floor is so high already.
Right.
I mean, the floor is so high already that what about you guys? You're Cooper Flagg as well?
I think so.
Yeah, with this one, yes, like over Giannis, but my thing is I'm a little worried. I was telling Reggie this in the break. On, like, I thought Reed Shepard was going to be more than what he is right now, man. Mm-hmm. I'm just wondering if the Rockets are at that place where they need somebody that could come in and produce right away. And maybe Cooper Flagg will, But I'm just kind of wondering if they need that star right away rather than another rookie.
I think he is going to produce right away. I mean, I'm obviously maybe not an MVP level like Giannis could, but I think he is going to produce right away.
Yeah, I think if
you would have told me that Reed Shepard wouldn't be getting no playing time like that, now I would have thought you was crazy around this time.
Those are different. Those are also different caliber players, with all due respect to Reed.
I get it, but I'm like, damn, if that was the biggest issue, we should have traded that pick last year to get somebody that can bring in. So that's the only reason I'm a little bit skeptical about that. Like, I would shop around. I was telling Reggie this. I would shop around and see who I could get.
If you got that one, you'd be like, hey, now let's take this.
What's up with Jason Tatum?
Oh, okay.
I hit a Boston like, what's up with Jason Tatum? Y'all ain't make it to the finals. Y'all got to get rid of somebody.
I threw up the Jaylen Brown as the situation there, if you were to kind of try and poach, because it feels like Jaylen Brown would be the one that they might be more willing to move. I don't know that for certain. Yeah. Assuming that they don't get it done and that they'd be interested in kind of making some level of blow up outside of just moving on from Kristaps Porzingis and Jrue Holiday, which is more just, you know, salary cap, massaging. Yeah. Seems like a lot of people are with the idea that you would run with Cooper Flagg rather than trying to go and acquire Giannis, who seems like he's the more obvious of the stars that are out there, but somebody else like you're talking about parlaying that into something. Adam on the YouTube said the Rockets need an established star who can score in the half court, and Flagg isn't a sure thing, even as great of a prospect as he is, which, you know, hey, I hear that. But Adam also asked, what's up with Booker? And this is where I'll turn back to Kelly Eco of The Athletic in his reporting. And eye-opening, the idea that they had viewed Booker as that desired kind of piece.
And then got off it.
And now they're no longer there, especially with a less than stellar season for him. And I guess maybe just the development that they believe is still possible with Jalen Green. So this Rockets thing is very, very interesting. And it'll get even more interesting if they do indeed win this draft lottery that happens tonight.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.